Hi everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2045. We've had some super hot days here the last few days, and we've got another one again today. So I'm in Melbourne, Australia. We have such a diverse range of weather that we get here. We get down to below zero at different times of the year in winter, and we get up into the 40s as well in summer. Now, we didn't have a particularly hot summer this year, so obviously right now we're into autumn. The second week into autumn, we've got days of 38, 39, some places of Victoria, 40, 41 degrees, even in Melbourne and different suburbs. In my suburb here, 38, 39 degrees. Today, again, it's supposed to be around that 37, 38. And I don't know about you, but I don't like that type of heat. And if you've been listening to me for years, you hear me talk about from time to time, I think about that next phase of my life and deciding where it is that you're going to live and stuff. And like we have the Gold Coast here, kind of like Florida, Miami, maybe that kind of feel. That's certainly what they've tried to recreate up there. But it's the heat and the humidity that it can be unrelenting. And so I think what I've ascertained is that I like the contrast that we have, and sometimes it's just good to put on a warm jacket in the cold. I don't know that I'll be moving up to the Gold Coast or any tropical location to live the rest of my life. It's just like it's so uncomfortable. So the last few days, it's been so hot here. I've spent very little time outside at all because just the heat is just so oppressive. They have heat warnings. There's been some fire danger warnings here as well. I'm sort of in the second highest risk bushfire area in the world outside of California, which is number one. So what have I been doing? Well, today's actually a public holiday. And while most people have gone away for the weekend, this weekend I've had more clients go away for the long weekend than I think they have at Christmas time, Easter, any other public holiday. I don't know why. It's just that this particular one, everybody's heading away. Easter is obviously just a matter of weeks away, so not what, 2-3 weeks away. And I'm still working as normal. Yesterday, the weekend, I worked as well. I did take some time out. The coolest place in my house actually is my studio. So it's fully, it's got soundproofing, it's got full insulation in the walls and in the roof. I've got ceiling fans and air conditioning, refrigerated air conditioning as well. So it's the place to be to do the work. So I did quite a bit of that on the weekend. And the way that I work with my exercise is what on a day like today, just like today, I'm doing my cardio first thing in the morning. Yesterday, I did a cardio. I also did my strength training after that. Normally, I wouldn't do it that way, but my back was a little bit sore. So I thought I was training legs and back. So I thought, all right, I need to just get some soreness out of my back. So I did that, then did my strength training. Did some meal preparation. And for the rest of the day, I watched I had a couple of movies going in the background while I was doing some work and marketing work and various other bits and pieces, relationship building. So that was that. So today I also wanted to talk about my training that I'm doing at the moment. So just having a drink of water. I reckon I had about 3.5 litres to 4 litres of water yesterday. I'm so hot. So my own training. So we go through times where you can get into a bit of a rut, I suppose. And there's some red flags for me that I know when it's time to do something different, it's time to change, it's time to take a break, it's just time to do something different in terms of the routine. So normally what I do is I train 3 strength sessions a week. That's normally what I do all year round, 3 strength sessions. Sometimes I might do perhaps an extra ab session or just an ab session. That might takes me about 23 minutes, I think, to do. Or I might do an arm session, like just biceps and triceps. But I usually don't do that, and I just stick with the 3. And certainly over the last 12 months, it's really just been trying to get into a good rhythm. Obviously, I'm not going to go over everything, but if you're listening to me for a while, you know it's been a tough 12 months. And so I've just been trying to just build the momentum of enjoying the workouts, getting into a routine and getting the work done. And that's been working really well. And I've been making progress over the last, it's probably, I haven't looked at my workout schedule, but say 10 to 12 weeks that I have been focusing on just every single workout that I do. I just increase a little bit more, increase a little bit more, increase a little bit more. And this is one of the biggest problems that most people face in their training is that they don't record what it is that they're doing and they just go in and kind of do the same workouts all the time. Or maybe they're a bit all over the place and say, oh, well, today let's just do this and oh, let's do this and let's do that. The problem is that doesn't usually have a lot of structure and a lot of thought to it. And if you were to say, well, what did you lift on, I don't know, so your bench press this time last year, you're going to estimate it because you don't know for sure, you haven't written it down and just don't know. So it's really important to track if you want to be making progress. And anyway, so that brings me to this past week, and this is some of the red flags I was talking about. As soon as I don't start to love wanting to get into the gym or love the workout that I'm doing, then I know that that's a big red flag for me. Because just think about this for a moment. I've been training for 36 years. I changed my entire career from executive type position, senior management, a completely different profession, like doing chartered accounting work, to create my own health and wellness business, change my life, I've changed relationships, I've done all kinds of different things because this is what I meant to do and I love it so much and it brings me so much joy and excitement. And so if I start to not enjoy it, something is really wrong. Meaning what? So over the past week, it's been the last 2 weeks. I've done the workouts, but I haven't enjoyed them. I've been quite tired. I've, not been excited about getting into the gym. I've shifted the times of the training. So let's just say, let's say I was supposed to do one this morning. And it would get to the morning, I'll be feeling tired and not really into it. I think, oh, no, I'll do it in the afternoon. And then the afternoon comes and you know what that's like. It can get busy, feel perhaps still not like doing it. And so I'll put it off to the next day. And then I'll do it on the next day at some point. And so that's a big red flag for me, not enjoying it as well. So it's like it says a couple of things to me. All right, you need to take a week off. And that's what I would normally do. I don't normally take any longer than 1 week away from my training because it just, my body doesn't need more than a rest and more than a week's rest. And I know that it's good for my mental health and everything as well. So I thought about this yesterday because I use Sunday as, if you like, that the first workout of the week. I don't have to worry about my schedule. It's non-client facing time and all that kind of stuff. And so that was on Sunday, so yesterday. So Saturday night, I'm thinking, I really need to do something different. And I'll tell you one of the things that I used to do. So this was back in the 80s, late 80s, and into the 90s, into the early 2000s. I subscribed to this magazine called Muscle and Fitness. And I used to love it. It was once a month. I'd look forward to the magazine coming each month. You'd get it before it would get into the news agents normally. And I just really love it. And so what would be great about that is it would just keep me inspired. And whether it was seeing some of the bodies, it was looking at some of the different workouts, it was maybe some some food things that would just, you know, like some different recipes that would just like inspire me to, wow, yeah, I'm, and every now and then I'd look at a workout and say, oh yeah, I could tailor that to me. And, you know, I would do that. And so it was really, really, really cool. And so it's the way of the digital age, I suppose, that they stopped producing the magazine. And like, if I think about how I've moved my own sense of reading, I don't like to buy hard copy books now, because I've been, gotten rid of I'd have to be over 100 books over this last 12-month period. I'm like going through this whole decluttering process and got rid of heaps of them. And because some of them, like if we get book, if you're like me, you get books, you put them on the bookshelf, think, yeah, I'll get to that. But then you don't. I used to go to all these book fairs. You buy a whole heap of books for like a dollar or whatever. And now the only books that I get are on Apple Books or something like that. The difficulty with that is that not all the books that I want to get. So like my coach, for instance, he'll have people on his podcast and I say, go get this book. And the book is not available on Apple Books. It's available on Amazon, but it's not available on Apple Books yet. And so I refuse to kind of have it through multiple devices. So if it's Amazon, it's Kindle, and then you can get a Kindle app and all that kind of stuff and do it. But I want them all in the one spot. That's just my left brain thinking. So I'm creating a wish list, if you like, and of those books that perhaps I had as hard copy and now want to put them on to my phone. So it's just convenience. I prefer reading it that way. It's backlit and everything, so it makes it easy for me to read. So then come forward to what I was just saying about muscle and fitness. That's one of those things I wanted in my hands. Yeah, I want to view it in, I want to flick through the pages, I want to do all that kind of stuff. Now, on the weekend, I just thought, well, why don't I just have a look at it again? Because they stopped producing it. They don't have the subscription in the way that you would expect the magazine to be laid out. Their site is actually okay. You can look at workouts. You can look at some articles, and it's kind of just like a website. So there's some free stuff if you want to, look at certain workouts or look at certain, say meal plans. Then you got to pay for them. It's like, well, I don't really want that. So I haven't really found the solution yet. So I will. I just need to find something where I can have this regular information. So then if you come to, in Australia here, they had men's health and they had women's health. Now, I used to go to the library and I used to get both magazines and borrow them. I actually subscribed to women's health for a while because most of my clients were women. I thought, okay, well, what's going on in the women's health space that I need to be aware of, etc. Look, to be honest, I think it's a very poor publication, same as men's health. I think very poor publications. The men's health one was more like I'll say a male version of Cosmo almost. It's like very heavily weighted towards like sex conversations and that kind of stuff. Now, is that part of men's health? Well, yeah, it is, but it's not what I'm looking for. So I didn't enjoy that. And what, surprise, surprise, they no longer produce those publications either. I don't know whether they're available as a subscription online, but I wouldn't certainly subscribe to it. So I'm yet to find that, which says to me, well, there's obviously there's an opportunity out there for somebody to be in this space, because we've still got lots of magazines being produced. But the problem is the advertisements and the people that want to advertise in these things. If I have a look at through, I've still got a pile of my old muscle and fitness magazines. So I'm just going back through some old ones. So some of these are like 15, 20 years old. I just go back through and I'll have a look and it's interesting to see what they used to advertise in terms of supplements and different types of workouts and that kind of stuff. A lot of this stuff doesn't change, right? But people are often looking for different the latest quick fix and the latest supplement and that kind of stuff. Anyway, I was having a look at those to try and get some inspiration. It reminded me of how I used to love getting that magazine so much. And I thought, okay, well, why don't I just get out an old copy, which is what I did. And I was having a look through that. And as I'm going through my thinking process, I thought, what I need to do is come up with a new workout, like just completely different. So I'm sitting up in bed and some movie was playing in the background, and I thought, all right, why don't I create a new workout for me to do tomorrow? And then I thought, why don't I just shake up my whole routine for the next month? And so what I did, when I first started training, I did the same workout three times a week. And it was 9 exercises, 3 times through each. And I made a lot of progress through doing that program. And then I went to a 4-day split, so 2 days on, 1 day rest, 2 days on, 2 days rest. And I made some really good gains in that as well. And now, obviously, as I said, I'm doing those 3 days a week. I'm finding I need a longer time to recover in between my workouts. And so I'm thinking, all right, for the next 4 weeks, why don't I try this? Let's create a program working the major muscle groups, total body workout, add in a couple of more exercises than I'm typically doing at the moment. And let's do that 3 times a week of 3 sets each once you're warmed up. And so that's what I did. So I did my first one yesterday. I was pretty tired by the end of the workout. It took me a little bit longer. It was probably closer to 45 minutes. I actually didn't look at the time, but it probably felt like about 45 minutes. And it was good. So I'm going to do that for the next month, just to shake things up, just challenge the body a little bit differently, working some body parts where I was going once a week, now doing it 3 times a week. I was going to do that for the next month. And so my point here is that we need to shake things up from time to time. We can get in those ruts with everything that we do, but specifically in terms of our exercise. And sometimes you just need to shake it up a little bit. So I'll still be tracking everything that I'm doing. The problem is that a lot of people, they, as I said before, they don't have the structure around a total plan. And so my plan comes from, what am I aiming towards? You know, what is that goal that I'm aiming towards? And if you think about say the athlete. So if you've been following me for years, you know that like in 2020, towards the end of 2020, well, sorry, it was the start of 2020, before we went into lockdown, I was going to get my best body ever. And that's what I did. And I thought, all right, I want to go that next step in 2021. And I did that again in 21. And then with my daughter getting really unwell and everything, I decided I needed to go into a maintenance phase because my body was very stressed and I just wasn't getting the muscle like repair and growth that the work was going into it. So I decided that I'd take a step back and just move into that phase. And so that was then my goal. And so if you think about the athlete, and like if you've been to the best that you are and then you come down off that, then what do you do? And the psychologically, the challenge there can be, but you were at your best and now you're not. So how, and you can beat yourself up over that. But when it comes to like your body fat percentage and all that kind of stuff, think about a lot of these bodybuilders, they train all year for this moment on stage, like just a moment, or it's in my case, it was like just some photos and that sort of stuff. And then, you're then coming down from that peak. So you've got to pick that point. So what is that next goal that you're going to aim for? And then you work towards that. And so that's how I do it. I set a goal for myself and say, all right, this is where I am. What's the gap? How am I going to get there? And the best way to get there is being consistent, having a very purposeful plan, being consistent, didn't I? Tracking what it is that you're doing, making sure that your nutrition is matching your training. Otherwise, you're going to keep doing the training and find that your results are starting to stagnate. You're not making the progress that you know that you're truly capable of. So that's just what you have to do sometimes. You need to shake it up. You need to make sure you've got the plan in place, and then you have to implement so consistently. And as always, what I would suggest, if you are looking to get that ultimate edge in what it is that you want to achieve, you have to get a coach, because you can't see what you don't know. And I know with my strength and conditioning coach, there were, when I was working with him in 2020 and 2021, there were just those little things that I didn't know about, that he said, well, now we need to do this. And then as part of that journey, I'm learning about my body. And then I started to do my own research, and actually I was using bodybuilding.com. What's it called? Maybe it's just called body.com or something like that. The names escape me. It's a US site. And that's, again, a great site for some general information, and some bodybuilding athletes and other athletes put content up there. Again, that's another one, a bit like the Muscle and Fitness, depending on how far you go. You've got to then pay for that next step. Doing some research through that and comparing what I'm doing and some other alternatives and stuff, then I tailored my approach, and that's how I got a better looking body in 2021, and working alongside my strength and conditioning coach as well. It's just making some tweaks with carbohydrates and protein in those last sort of 12 days and that kind of stuff. So you're learning all the time. But for most people, they don't want to do that. They don't want to go down to the body fat levels that I was aiming for. But you want to make growth, and you want to feel good about what it is that you're doing with your training. And so unless you're tracking it properly, just track it on your phone. I mean, just create notes or an Excel spreadsheet or something. It's so easy to track things. You don't need to get an app. I track mine in an app, but you don't need to use an app to track all that stuff. And that's it. Just be consistent. Keep your mindset going in the right direction with your, heading towards the goals that you want to be achieving. So on that note, stay safe, stay healthy, and I will see you tomorrow. Stay cool.